Today is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day. My appreciation to every mother and every woman. And sometimes some men that have taken the role of mothers. I say, all of you, are equal. Whatever this world, wherever this world will get to, if you see a people and the way they behave, it begins from where they are trained. You also train a child the way that child should go. So the outcome of what we see today is what happened when the people were born. If we want to change it, then we need to change it from birth. Many things have come into this world. I know when it comes to Father's Day, you see everybody lashing them. I understand. But fathers have their own role. And their role is not palatable. Mothers have their role. And from the beginning, they carry the baby. They are so close to the baby from the womb till it comes out. When it comes out, their food is in them. So, babies get used to their mothers and they get attached to their mothers. So, mothers have a greater role to play in bringing up the children. If children will love their father, ask their mother. If they will hate their father, their mother. If they will give to their father, their mother. So men, treat your wife well. So your children will look to you. There is a woman in the Bible, we all know. You come from the background, the parents were Levite. And the husband was also a Levite. At the time they were there, they were in slavery. And there was no hope of these slaves being set free. So the king made a decree. Because the people were multiplying, because the women were becoming fruitful. The Israelite, the Jewish women, they were born in like. But the children of Israel were fruitful and increased what? Abundantly. Multiply and grew what? Exceedingly what? Mighty. This is the description. And the land was filled with them. This is when you put them anywhere, they fill the place. So the fear fell upon the people where they visited. Then the people were becoming, the owners of the land were becoming the minority. So they said, let us deal wisely with them so that we can subdue them. But the more they tried to suppress them, the more they increase. That is the quality of the believer. Then in the midst of their cry to God, and God had to bring a deliverer, but the deliverer must come from through a woman. He chose an unassuming woman. Most women gave birth to children at that time. That woman also gave birth to a child. There was a decree that all those children should be killed. The woman looked at the boy and said, minus my child. No matter what is destroying children, my child will not be destroyed. I will do everything to protect my child from this world's attacks. So, the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him 3 months. They said the moment first, they gave instruction to the midwives that when you give birth to a male son, kill that male son. Don't let them live. But thank God, God preserved the life of Moses through her mother. So this woman gave birth and kept this child, found a way, tried to hide it. But at a point, you cannot hide him. the baby's voice became louder. Everybody heard that this is a male voice. So they have to plan to do something. So they made a small basket or boat and put this baby inside, believing and expecting that God will take care. Do you know what I said, believing and expecting? They left the sister. If they meant to kill Moses, if she meant that Moses should die in the river, she shouldn't have left the sister waiting and looking. It means they have faith that this child is not one of the children that must die. Something must happen. So by faith, they guided even in the water, the eye was still on the child. Until the Lord stirred up, God worked a certain miracle. The daughter of Pharaoh came there and at that particular time met the baby. And the baby, I don't know whether somebody pinched the baby, that cried and get the attention of this woman. And the baby cried and got the compassion. It wasn't a male. If it was a man, he would have killed the boy. But God brought a woman who will have compassion on that child. Because the law was given that every Israelite child should be killed. And we men, we can do it quickly. So God worked it out for another woman who had compassion. And when the baby cried, the cry of the baby linked with the woman in her. The motherhood in her responded to the baby. She couldn't resist. And when she opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the baby wept. So she had what? Compassion on him. Men are legalistic. Once the king said they should kill every person, when a man meets legalistic, he'll kill. But compassion moved this woman. She had compassion. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman that she may nurse the child for you? Do you want somebody to employ to take care of this baby? The devil thinks he's smart. So, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. She went and called the child's mother. Then listen, look at what happened. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me. Take this child, nurse him what? For me. And I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nurse him. The same way, when God gives you a child, he says, take this child and nurse that child. For God himself will pay you, will give you a reward for taking care of that child. There is a reward, there is a pay for taking care of children. If you take good care of them, you will be rewarded both on earth here and in heaven. Take this child and I will give you what? Wages for it. When you are taking your child or taking care of your child, don't think that you are doing it for nothing. You will be rewarded. There is a reward if you take good care of that child, according to God's instruction, you will surely be rewarded. Without doubt, you shall be rewarded. But when it gets to a certain time, you have to present the child to the one who gave it to you. Sometimes after God has given to us, the child becomes our property. We don't want to release the child to God again. So at a certain age, you talk to him, it is talk back. Then you get frustrated, don't be frustrated. Give the person to God. He is the one who knows the heart of them and know how to guide and direct them. Mothers and fathers, yes, I understand. It's very complex to take care of children. Even Mary and Joseph, at a point when they were traveling, where they supposed to release him to go to the church, they were taking him to a family program. And the guy rebelled. You call it rebellion. He went back and went to the church. I believe that from the beginning, they took him to the church. You remember when they went to dedicate him, when Anna came? So they introduced him to God. And he knew that anytime I come to Jerusalem, I must go to church. I don't need my father, my mother at the age of 12 to pull me to church. I would like to go to church and I will pull my parents to church. So they got there while they were very good moving, and they got this. Today, why don't we? We should have passed the house of the Lord. So the parents were going into, he moved there. That's where he thinks that you must go first. When you come to Jerusalem, you must go to where the house of the Lord. He went to the house of the Lord and was enjoying, putting, asking, and bringing brilliant questions and other things. And the teachers of the law were surprised to see that boy at that age. The parents were also busy looking for him for about 3 days. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days, I don't know how Mary will feel. She may feel she has failed. That God has given me a child, and instead of taking care of the child, he's gone wayward. Some of us feel we haven't been able to direct our children well, so we have failed. Don't worry. Once we presented them to God, God has a way of keeping them. Finally, they search every place except the church. The world would like your children to be comfortable at any place except the church. But Jesus found himself in the church. And they remember, why don't we check Holy Ghost on Sunday and see? So they walked and walked and came to Holy Ghost Temple. And here they saw this boy sitting down with these pastors, with Pastor Frimpong, with Prophet Anno, with Reverend Sidon G. Annobel, with the council, just discussing the growth of the church, how the church will become. And the thing the boy is bringing, we have no idea. And they were surprised. Instead of being happy, they said, they were rather concerned. He said, why did you trouble us? And so when they saw him, they were amazed. See, they shouldn't be amazed, because you had the message from angels that this one is a son of God. And where does God's son live? He lives in God's house. So when you're looking for God's son, where do you go? God's house. You should have known long time that if I don't find this child, I should go to his father's house. But have you introduced your children to their father's house? Or you introduce them to schools and their mate will pollute their mind. They'll put pressure on them. He said, why? The parent. And did you know how Jesus answered them? 12 years. And his mother said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. The sheep is looking and searching for the shepherd, and the sheep think the shepherd is lost. you were lost. You should have come to the right place. If it's Ghana here, like you see, not Ghana Accra, but Ghana village, you go and tell your father and your mother. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? This is the business of my father. If I am a cowman and I have a shop and you're looking for a cowboy, go to the shop. You don't look for a fisherman's son at the carpentry shop. You don't look for a lecturer's son in my father's farm. So he said, don't you know if your son that you've gone looking for over 3 days, you go and find him and you ask him and he gives you this answer. What will you do? Tell me, Ghanaian, tell me. Even if the mother doesn't do something, the father. We went out of the city and we've come and we've gone every place. We haven't seen you. You see, they will quote a scripture. Say, Jimmy Batabo Frakuma Hua. Yadiaso Abba Ebewai. Meaning, I don't want to use that word. When what? FOVOL ISH NESS hang around the neck of a child. We use a corrective, not a punishment, but corrective. The rod of correction. There's a difference between the rod of correction and the rod of punishment. Most of the time, we use the rod of punishment instead of the rod of correction. I don't ascribe to the rod of punishment to children, but I ascribe to the rod of correction. When a child is doing something, he must be correct. You might not even use a cane, but there must be a way to correct that child. Yes, they have the right, but their right is like the right of Ghana. When somebody gives you 8, you can't do anything. Not any law you can even pass, even though you have your right. But we do it for their good and not for their destruction. Not because he spoiled your new TV. You are angry because of the TV. Not because you want to train him that when he gets his own thing, he'll be able to keep it. But the reason why you are hitting him hard is because you spend money in buying the TV and you alone, you spoil the thing. That is the wrong thing. I hope you got me. All that I'm saying is that mothers, sometimes when we, God gives up the child, the children are a gift. We are only caretakers or nurses. We take care of the child for God. The child is the property of God. The child comes from God. So we should train him the way God wants us to train them. Jesus' mother, he told them, don't you know them about my father's business? Small boy, did you not know that I must be about my father's business? If it's these days, they'll say, child labor, God, you 12 years about your father's business. He's been trained. He's learning. So we should learn how to give the children we dedicate to God back to him. While certain age, it takes only God to control them. After certain age, you need God to control them. Hannah is an example. She needed a child. She went to God. She wept and God answered her prayer. And she made a covenant that once this child is coming from God, if you give me a son, I will give you back to you. You went and left him with a priest. You, who is saying that? How old is your child when you send the child to school? These days, 6 months, 3 months, you leave and go to work. if you're able to leave your son, your daughter, to teachers you don't know, why can't we release our children to God? And then, now they are too young to come to church. Hey! But they are not too young to go to school. If you are in that position, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Hannah took that child. She wasn't going to give burden on trouble. Some people, they give their children to be free. Say, this boy is a bad boy. I told somebody, said he wanted the son to come and live with me. He trained, kept, took very good care of that boy, and took that boy there. Sewn a dress and make sure that he provided for the child, even in the house of the pastor. Eventually, the child, because of the foundation, he didn't keep long with the mother, but the foundation that the mother laid in his life. When he met the old boys who are bad, the school students who have brought their burdens, he kept the integrity of what the mother told him. Eli's children were womanizing, stealing from the church, looking at the beautiful girls in the church. You come and give your offering, we look at you, and the eye will follow you to where you sit. After closing, you are the one. Come. These boys were bad. Osofuma. Samuel could have said, Osofuma kurana yesam. Name. But some foundation was laid that when you train a child the way the person should go, they will not depart. The mother have laid a certain foundation in that Samuel, this is the way you must go. And Samuel kept that way. He did not look at what everybody is doing. Hey, if people cut their hair like this, he doesn't care. In the school, they can tease him, but that is not him about. If he takes his Bible, they will give him different names, but he will still hold the Bible. Because he's been trained in a certain way. If we don't train our children and we want to wait until they go to the secondary schools, especially university where freedom to sin. But you see, when you give your child good training and you commit that child into the hands of God, God will keep you. You say, what about those that we have kept and they have moved out? Once you've committed the child to God's hand, even if he goes, he will come back. Those children, God has the ability to bring them back to the foundation which you laid for them. So lay foundation so that when God brings them back, there will be a foundation for them to stand on. God bless you. Mothers, are you go? You see, as I conclude, mothers are mothers. And we love you. You've done so well. You've carried us. Some of you have become nurses and doctors. But at night, when something happens, they try to help you. Some become seamstress. They sew your dress. When you're going to some place and something is wrong with it, they make sure they patch it quickly. Some of you have become teachers. You have to teach your children. Do homework with them. Sometimes the way God has built the women, I don't understand. They are multi-talented. They can do many things at a time. Sometimes I get confused when they're doing it. I say, how are they able to do this? So as we conclude, all of you, whether you have a child or you don't have a child, that's not what matters. It is whether you've taken care of somebody. Do you know a woman called Esther? Have you heard that name before? Who is that Esther? Who took care of her? Mordecai. Was Mordecai the father? Was Mrs. Mordecai the mother? Maybe Mordecai have got daughters, but maybe, I say maybe, Esther was more beautiful. So when the king wanted a wife, he didn't say, Chinchna meba, and it's all. Mordecai guided, brought Esther, that is Hadassah, his uncle's daughter. They are what? Cousins. A cousin fathering you. He was a cousin, but he fathered and mothered Esther and taught Esther how to behave and to get to the palace. She was happy when Esther was promoted. And the promotion of Esther brought his promotion too. But you cannot take care of your child and not get profit. The profit they got was that a whole nation was saved. Mordecai and the rest would have been terminated and destroyed by some people who hated them. But they didn't want them to live in life. They wanted them to finish them. But Esther was planted there because somebody took care of Esther, trained Esther, put godly fear in Esther. So when he went to the palace, he knew how to fast and how to turn things around. The foundation laid in her. And she heard they were going to destroy her people. There was a foundation Mordecai laid. The foundation of prayer and fasting. She remembered. And they fasted. They never ate. And that changed every situation. Brethren, whoever comes to you, treat the younger ones like your daughters. Invest in them. Leave them. If just some of the older, get the younger ones and speak. The younger ones who learn how to learn from those who have gone ahead. If you don't understand something, go and ask somebody who have already gone through that way. And it will be well with us. In fact, the hope of this world is the church. We are the salt. The way the world is going, we need to preserve this world through our seed, our children, by training them the fear of the Lord. God bless you. Amen.